For most of us, work is a sad affair. We are confused about it, disconnected from it, or simply over it. Fulfillment, lasting success, and a sense of purpose are rarely found. And yet we deserve them, because happy work is not just a possibility, it is a right. Welcome to the Human Value Entrepreneurship Podcast, where we explore a new take on a better work reality and how we can all achieve it.
When people come to work with us, they oftentimes say, why can't I figure out my potential? Like, why don't I know my purpose? We start going through the session and they jump to that right away. Mm-hmm. And one of the important questions really is, why haven't you discovered it? Why haven't, if you have heard that voice, if you had that little itch, why'd you ignore it?
Yeah. Why don't you go and explore? Why haven't you fallen into it? Mm-hmm. Right. So people are impatient to find it. Even if they hear that voice, they ignore it. Mm-hmm. And if they have an inkling, then, you know, they don't really pursue that. And then they show up at our, you know, doorstep or in our workshops, and they're kind of like, I want to know what I'm carved out to do.
Why am I on this planet, you know?
And you can, you know, and I don't want to get into that too much, but like, mm-hmm. why are they asking that question? Because it's a comfortable question to ask, mm-hmm. right? It's a comfortable one. Like, what can I do? Because that's what we do in our businesses too. Like, what can I build? What can I sell? What marketing can I do? We always want to do. We never want to do the uncomfortable work of what comes before the doing, before the knowing. And we're both here to tell all of you out there, we went through that, right? We went through workshops and 10 and 12 and 15 step programs and methods that are supposed to, you know, bring you closer to yourself and all that. It's all fine and good. And they're probably valid approaches. But here's one thing that if you don't work at that first, you can know everything you want. You will not pursue it. Mm-hmm. And it's that big thing that separates you from falling into your nature and from living someone else's nature. Why would you choose to do what you're being told by other people rather than to do what you're being told by your own heart? Why would you choose that? Because at the very bottom, inside of you, something says, don't do it. You're going to die. If you do this, everything's over.
It's going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible because we talked about this in another episode, conditioning, right? Conditioning. Mm-hmm. But that conditioning, that really began at a certain moment, or it kickstarted something. It kickstarted our awareness of our existence in relation to society and other people. Think about it. As soon as someone tells you, you should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say that, it means don't do this so that other people don't see you in a certain way, or so that you, in relation to other people, can exist, coexist, and be seen as, mm-hmm. you know, something. So as soon as you go to the classroom, your first day at school, you're not the free bird that just explores and is curious. You now exist in a ranking order, in a list, marks and grades and all that. And that ties you down naturally because now you have to comply.
Mm-hmm. And people and kids will do everything not to stand out if they can.
Oh, yeah. And the ones that do, we press them back into, mm-hmm. right? We say that they have a deficiency, it needs special attention. We do everything to press them back into the mold. But the problem is that we don't understand what emotionally and psycho-emotionally, what that does to us. It triggers our brain to have, now here's the word, fear responses, right? Because now you're fearful. Mm-hmm. We get trained through conditioning and through the traumas that we experience to have fear responses. There are lots of triggers that are being installed by our parents, by our teachers and schoolmates and all that. A lot of fear triggers are being implanted so that now when something happens that triggers that, our brain lights up like a Christmas tree. Do not do that. Why would you quit your job? Why would you want to be an artist? Why would you spend all your money on this? Why would you go travel the world? Why would you listen to your heart? Mm-hmm. Why would you fall in love? Mm-hmm. all the triggers that say, no, 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 no. And we can label it whatever we want, but in the end, it's fear.
It is fear. And look, you guys can say, well, you know, if you're not a little fearful, you're going to hurt yourself or you're going to kill yourself. I disagree. There's people that go base jumping all the time. Yeah, something can happen to them. But guess what? That's their stitch. That's in their nature. They'll do it. Everybody's fear character, whatever you want to call it, is very different.
Yeah.
But it's there. Even if you think you're fearless, ooh, you wake up in the morning and there's a little bit of fear in your heart. That's just like, how's that meeting going to go today?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, am I going to get to work on time? There's always something there.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. And it's there from the conditioning, the programming that we've had. And, you know, what that is really what blocks so many people from showing up, moving forward, whatever phrase you want to use.
Yeah.
It is fear.
And that creates your self-image.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you just said, that creates your self-image, a self-image that's rooted in fear. And now, to go back to the beginning of this episode, people who just want to know what they need to do, but they still have the baggage of the fear-conditioned mind. Even if they know, they will not do anything because it works against each other.
You mean even if they discover their purpose and everything?
Knowing who you are, right? Recognizing your truth, the beautiful person that you are within the shell of fear, will still not let that beautiful person break through that shell because that shell is so thick. It's so massive. Our brain will not let us do it because our brain is here to protect us. Now, the reality of this or what that means is stunning. And I'm telling you, everyone out there, once I realized that for myself, what that means, I mean, it's just, I was able to push gates open because it means a fearful mind means not being accepting of the world and yourself. At the bottom, it means we are in a position where everything is subject to judgment and to negativity that we project upon ourselves, other people, and the world. It is impossible. I'm going to tell you, and this is an absolute truth in this case. If this is the basic operating system under which you operate, right? If that is on which you run all your programs, there's no happy work inside for you because your mind will always be triggered. Everything will be a potential issue, a grounds for judgment. And what do you need in order to really fall into yourself? What do you need to overcome this? It's kind of a push and pull principle. You have to let go of that fear by understanding that everything as it is exactly as it needs to be so that you can now work from there and expand from there. Because a fearful mind will mean that, oh man, I lost time, I wasted time, I chose the wrong education, I'm not good enough, people are better than me, I will never have money, I will never be something. You can have all the spirituality in the world. You can have all the degrees. If that is your reality, I'm sorry to say, you will never show up as your true beautiful self. You will be a crippled tree all your life, even though you have it in you to give beautiful apples. But you will constantly cut yourself back. So no, the first question is not, how can I find my potential? What do I need to do to, you know, express my potential? The first question is like, how can I become a truly unconditional, loving person by shifting my mind from the fearful conditioning that I hold within me to a truly free mind that is open to embrace the world in all its beauty?
It might sound a little esoteric, a little out there, but it's a fact.
It's energy. In the end, it's energy.
It's energy.
You look at the world with fearful, disgruntled eyes, the world looks back at you with fearful eyes.
I mean, why is it that, you know, you guys will accept the expression, well, you get what you give. So we're telling you, if you give fear, you're going to get fear back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Life is very generous with whatever you give out and giving it back to you. It's resonance.
Exactly. You know? You have those sayings. It's the same thing as us saying what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
They're all these things. And we know all these things bury, a nugget of truth. Mm-hmm. But in this case, this is the ultimate, this is the foundation of the foundation. We can stop talking. If you don't want to change your mindset, the outlook on yourself and life, if you don't ever want to be accepting of your path that led you to this day and of the world as it is right now in which you want to plant your beautiful seed, your seed will cripple and die. Mm-hmm. And you will always be chasing that truth. Yeah. However, once you say, oh, wow, I open myself up truly to understand that this is the container I was given within which I fearlessly and fiercely and wildly want to explore my nature and bring it out, now magic happens because now nature unfolds. Mm-hmm. Now it happens. And you know, you don't have to go base jumping.
No.
You don't have to throw yourself off the building. No. Actually, it's not a good idea if that is not in your nature.
Exactly.
But what do we tell our people to do? Incrementally, mm-hmm. slowly move into your fierceness, mm-hmm. move into your wildness. Mm-hmm. And this is what, you know, some people have called letting go of the nurturing mother. Mm-hmm. I love that expression personally because I think that part of the work is all about birth. It's all about letting go of the mom that just wanted to keep us safe, mm-hmm. letting go, and then finding her again within yourself, being your own mother that empowers you to be exactly who you are mm-hmm. right now and moving from there.
It's reality. I mean, if you don't know that there's fear there, if you don't look at it and say, yeah, I understand. You're making me feel afraid, but yes. It's okay. Be there. I appreciate you're trying to protect me. I know you're not going to go away right away, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take one step forward on this direction.
Yes.
And hopefully you don't follow. And if you do, I understand why you're there, mm-hmm. but I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And that's all. But again, step by step.
Step by step. It took me almost 4 decades to let go of my mother, who meant really well, but she was also hurtful in her overbearing approach mm-hmm. to education, which then created all kinds of resentment towards myself in terms mm-hmm. of my performance, who I was. But to realize that, no, you don't need that anymore. You want to be fierce and wild. Mm-hmm. And you know, what is fierce and wild in nature? Everything is wild in nature. Everything.
Look because, around.
Yeah. Everything that just there. Shows up, you know, a little, you know, just, a straw,
yeah,
and a leaf, and, you know, a tiny insect is fierce because it's like, I'm here and I'm this insect and I'm embracing this truth. But there you are, you, right now, a grown-up person in midst of life, not allowing yourself.
Hiding behind desks or phones or suits or not showing up as yourself.
Just because that mother idea, that nurturing idea of fear within you that wants to keep you safe, that wants to keep, you know, in a well-preserved position so you can die in a well-preserved body mm-hmm. at old age with a lot of money in your bank account, because that doesn't let you go because you don't allow for it to go. Don't blame your mothers. Don't blame
society,
your teachers or whatever.
No, you already know that the conditioning happened.
Yes.
So it's now... Blame yourself if you allow for it to continue to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't blame everyone
else. Because another thing about becoming fearless and embracing a fearless but loving mind is about taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. When you say like, I am the way I am because that person hurt me and because that teacher taught me wrong and because my mom was mean to me, you're externalizing your own development. You now make everything that you are today about other people. You have to take responsibility and say mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm cutting the umbilical cord. I'm cutting all the other ties and I'm taking responsibility. through unconditional love by saying like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. This is perfect where mm-hmm. I'm right now. And I'm opening myself up to step into it, right?
Yeah. Not to mention the emotional experiences that you do encounter because of that. It allows you to create even further.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe just in closing now, how do you do that? Right? Yeah. I'm sure people wonder.
Yeah, how am I supposed to let go of my fears?
Yeah, exactly. Because once that question about like, I want to find my potential and live it.
I want to be free and fierce.
Once that is shifted, exactly. It's like, okay, how do I become mm-hmm. rid of that? And that's really where we have to face those demons.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, we really, in working through our own demons and finding all that baggage and, you know, embracing it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm not trying to say like, kick it out of your life.
No, it's no, there.
If you kick it out of your life, you act against the very principle of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
However, that approach that really helped us the most was a very basic one. The problem right now is that all these fear thoughts and concepts, the trauma, the hurt, the wounds and all that, they live in an invisible place under the table. You have no access to them. Maybe you don't even know they're there, and that's a problem. So the first step is to become aware. Everything, every development in your life will always happen through the tool of awareness
and
to bring it into the open.
Just add, like, I had a lot of stuff under the table, hidden, whatever, and I did just that. In order for me to become aware, I wrote everything down and I went and remembered and experienced very awful things.
It's painful.
But now I'm aware of them and they're there. And I said, hey, okay, you're there. Fine.
Exactly.
I see
you. Now the difference is that once you're aware, it's on the table. It's mm-hmm. not under the table, which means you can now speak to it. You can now work with it.
Yes.
It has moved from your subconsciousness, the automatic mind, into the conscious mind, right? And now you can work with it. And I kid you not. And on average, a grown-up person that we work with has close to 50 of those mm-hmm. stories in them that are working beneath the surface, but they're kicking them in the butt every day.
Yep.
And the next step after that, after you're aware, you have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, friend, why are you here? Why are you trying to protect me and from what? Right? Because now it's in the open. You can talk to it. Have a conversation with your mind. And teach your mind, no, let your mind tell you, hey, I was trying to protect you from this. Because now suddenly you realize, oh my God, that trauma that I have, you know, been so hurt by and I was so like such a victim of is actually here to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good that it was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a beneficial, a loving thing that my mind did. Now you shifted the energy because now you open yourself up to the third part, which is letting go. Now you can tell your mind, thank you, mind. Thank you so much for taking care of me. But this thing that you're doing is not helping me.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually stopping me from moving forward. So I suggest we let go of that. We don't need it. And that's what we do with trauma. With trauma, we forgive. We forgive the cause, the originators of the trauma. We let go of it. Not saying that it's okay, it's good.
No,
that it
you don't say it's okay. You've moved on with it.
Yeah, you lose the attachment.
You have to forgive it.
You detach.
It. Yeah, you detach.
You detach. But with the conditioning, so maybe to say like two things, right? Conditioning, the stories that you hear that you think are true and
mm-hmm.
your brain takes on to protect you, and the trauma, which originate from an event.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two different things. If trauma you can let go, we should not let go of conditioning. We should shift them.
Mm-hmm.
We can shift the conditioning into a beneficial place where it's actually useful. For example, let me give you one. Money is a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that, right? The conditioning is like, you will never have enough money. Can be a conditioning because you learn from other people that you somehow don't have it in you.
Mm-hmm.
You shift it and say like, I will always have enough.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be enough. You shifted your money conditioning from a hurtful place to a place that doesn't touch you, that's actually beneficial because now you have experienced enoughness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you shift step by step, story by story, away from the baggage and you now become open to embrace a loving mind. Now you become open to it. Now all that mindfulness that you might be doing, all those, you know, mantras that you keep, the yoga, whatever, meditation has a soil to fall on. Now there's no fear in the soil.
Exactly.
It's a healthy soil that can, where your true self can hatch. So yes, that is the first question. That's the big question. How do I become fearless is the first question. How do I become fierce? How do I embrace my wild self? And then how do I get to know myself?
We're going to leave you with those questions right there.
That was a long one.
Feel free to rewind.
Without this, nothing will ever change and nothing will ever move forward for you. And all those questions will be left unanswered.
Thanks for listening.
If you like what you heard and you want to continue on the path towards achieving your own happy work, make sure to subscribe so you can get notified of weekly episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for @thewhystory.